Around the turn at the 400, Alpha Oro held together by a length, Sam's Image, followed by Propel behind them, then Limbs Lightning, the Centurion. Price Range Bullocks into the clear from Sansom down the middle, then Missiano. Alpha Oro extends at the 200 metres, sprints 2.5, 3 lengths, Price Range, Sansom and Propel. Alpha Oro punched out 100 metres to go, has a good margin, and the picket fence continues to grow. Alpha Oro impressive today, defeated Sansom. Ruben Blur up for third, then Propel.
He's a terrific horse, and he's a great horse for the Matt Laurie stable, and a horse that's very close to his heart. It was a good day for the stable yesterday. Task and Purpose winning at Morfettville also, but Alpha Oro was the headline act, and Matty joins us this morning. Congratulations, Matt.
Thank you, Warren. Yeah, it was a very good day.
How did you feel when the race was unfolding? He had a little bit of pressure around him, but he seemed to be able to absorb it. How were you feeling when there was that little bit of eyeball pressure in the early middle stages?
Yeah, look, I mean, I expected we'd probably have a couple in front of us, and, you know, we just had one kind of parked just forward outside us, and, you know, certainly looked to sort of spur him on. But, look, he's a horse that can just travel very strong, and he can really apply pressure sort of, you know, from the 600 or even just before it. Seems to break up a field, and he seemed to really relish it. So, yeah, it was a real highlight for sure.
Ben Mellum's got a good association with him. What was the feedback from Ben yesterday with respect to how he went yesterday compared to other performances?
Oh, he certainly felt it was, you know, probably his best performance to date. And, yeah, he just said he was pretty keen going down to the gate, so he knew he was on song, but... even beforehand, sort of out at the back of the stalls, you know, we knew he was, he knew what he was there for. So, you know, off the back of a really good trial the week before, we knew he was very well.
You mentioned on racing.com, and it was evident watching the coverage in the mounting yard, there is, he was up on his toes. You said he knows it's game day. Is that the usual trait of Alpha Oro, or the few weeks between runs where you see a little bit more fresh yesterday?
Yeah, you do see a little bit of it, but I think it was certainly more noticeable yesterday, given he'd had a number of weeks. So, look, you know, he just looked fantastic in the yard. He's literally got a summer coat on him. He's just thriving on the work, and you know, I'm just glad that you know, he's been able to take that next step.
Not easy sometimes for trainers and connections to take those little steps up the ladder, and you waited to get that benchmark 84 yesterday, resisted the temptation to go to other races. Where's his ceiling, do you think?
Oh, look, it's hard to say. I mean, as a young horse, I thought, you know, we'd be taking our place in, you know, group races for sure. I mean, obviously that didn't happen, but, you know, we're in a position now, knowing that we have a decent horse and we could just take him through his grades, build his confidence, get some racing. You know, that's why people have invested in it, for the thrill of the race and to watch him go around. And we've been able to sort of place him, and yeah, I mean, you know, his next task is, you know, going to be at stakes level, I'd say, but you know, he's well up to it.
With that extra rising grade coming, have you thought about when that might be? Do you continue on in the short term and look for some of those early short course races, or do you ease up for a little while?
Well, I thought that this would probably be the last run. I mean, he's had 5 runs, you know, which for all those spaced is still enough for a first campaign back. But you know, there is the Monash there in a couple of weeks' time. You know, he's obviously well. I may just keep him ticking over for the time in between and take a look at the noms and reassess.
Must be so rewarding for a horse that you identified, you know, as a young horse that you wanted to get into the stable and develop him, and then have that unfortunate time away from the track. But to see him coming back to the level that he's achieving now, and probably as good as you could have even hoped for without the setbacks, it must be very rewarding for you and the team involved with getting him back on course.
Oh, for sure. Yeah. No, it was a tough day watching that accident unfold, but Yeah, look, you know, we've had quite a lot of people involved, obviously, in nursing him back to health, and you know, just a long process. You know, I probably could have raced him last preparation, to be honest, but just decided to pop him away. I knew he was going well, and you know, it's really paid dividends this time around. But yeah, he's a lovely horse. He's always had a beautiful action on him, a real professional, and yeah, I've got some great people in this horse, and I'm just very pleased that we've got a smart one together.
Physically, how's he holding up with the workload of the 5-run preparation on effectively a rehab campaign?
He's coping really well. Like, you know, if you look at him in the yard, I mean, he just looks $1 million. So it's not hurting him, that's for sure. But, you know, when do you sort of pull up? You know, you've sort of got to try and time things. I mean, my plan was to try and build his points and get him into a position where we could look at some better races later on in the year. So, yeah, just not totally sure what we do next with him, but, you know, that's okay. We're in a good position.
Developing a good association with Dynamic Syndications and that Metropolitan Victory for Task and Purpose in Adelaide yesterday was a good plan, well pulled off. What does the short-term future hold for her?
Oh, look, I mean, yeah, she was really well placed yesterday, and I think, you know, that's probably her distance range. She raced at Mornington the start before and, you know, just doesn't seem to have that stamina to run out sort of anything past that. So, look, you know, we'd probably look at more races that are similar to that one back in Adelaide, but it's nice to get support from a you know, big brand syndication company like Dynamic, and nice to get a city win for a you know, what's probably a valuable mare now.
Sondalon, in those same colours, had the first run for the stable at Caulfield yesterday. Looked encouraging. What were your thoughts?
Yeah, I was over the moon with him, actually. Yeah, he's you know, clearly got good ability. Just taking our time with him. He was just a bit rattled when he first arrived, but seems to have settled down quite nicely. And, yeah, it was a good run. I didn't think he was quite as forward as that, but obviously the horse race is quite well fresh. Hopefully we can continue it.
Stable's having a great run of it at the moment, and we're on the synthetic track now at Ballarat today. A couple of runners there in races 3 and 4, Fox Gossip and Spirit of the Cape. What's your expectation today?
Look, Fox Gossip I've sort of been struggling to get a run with, so, yeah, hopefully he's still up to the mark. look, he's okay. He's an honest enough horse, and he contested a 2-year-old race there at Sale where... you know, there's been quite a bit of form out of it, so we're hopeful that he'll run well today. And Spirit of the Cape, look, he'll be wanting further. He'll be going around for the fitness.
Stable's having a great run of it, as I said, Matt. But the highlight yesterday, and one of the highlights of racing around Australia, was the win of Alpha Oro yesterday. You should be justifiably proud of the efforts yourself and the team involved have put to getting him back to that level. And if he does go onto the Monash in a couple of weeks, I'll look forward to seeing him. But wherever he goes, I think it'll be great to see him contest some better races, and I'm sure he'll measure up as his career unfolds. Thanks for joining us this morning, and congratulations on a great day yesterday.
Good on you, Warren. Thanks a lot.
Alpha Oro just rode a hot speed and then gave a kick. Great attributes for a horse to have, and he's destined to go to stakes racing. Hope it's in a couple of weeks we might see him in the Monash. That was Matt Laurie. It's 9 after 8.